Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Hello there. I am coming to you from the studio today because a number of reasons. I usually would record this before the day that it's released, but it's Wednesday and here I am recording it in the afternoon of Wednesday, which very rarely happens. I had a crook gut earlier in the week and I just couldn't take myself for a walk because I couldn't be that far away from a toilet thanks to way too much kombucha. And today is my first day with my daughter in holiday care. I've booked her in for a couple of days through the holidays just to give me some time to be able to get some work done and have a bit of space. And today I had some sessions this morning and, you know, it's like 30 degrees. It's actually quite hot here and humid, and town, my little village that I live in, is so busy. I just couldn't really bring myself to battle to find a car park and all that kind of bullshit. So instead, I'm in the air conditioning of my little makeshift studio while my new studio is being built. But it's nice and cool in here. And so that's how you find me here today. Not that you probably gave a shit, but, you know, there it is. I actually have been thinking about lately reflecting on a couple of things. One has been human design, and you know that I've been talking about it for a few years now. Just my own experiment. This morning I had a session with someone who I absolutely adore and found out she was a projector, and it just like – I find those sessions with projectors can be so life-affirming and so life-altering to find out that we're not here to act on our own ideas. And when we, you know, look back through what has worked for us, it's often things that have been invited, you know, when we've been recognized for something and invited. And as a projector or as a generator or a manifesting generator, not as much manifesting generators, but definitely projectors and reflectors and generators, we're not here to have the idea and act, you know, and I've just realized how easily things actually do come to me. But what I've found is my life, I've been so focused on what isn't happening for me, what I can't make happen, that I don't see what is. And the last little while, I've really been focused on seeing what is actually happening for me that I have been overlooking because I've been so fixed on the way something should look. Right? Like, I've spoken a lot about expectations over the years, and I've found for me just dropping them all together, expectations of other people, expectations of where I should be, expectations around what should happen, what I should be doing, like just letting all that shit go actually has meant that things naturally happen. May not be in the time that I would like it, but it happens. And anyway, so I've just been kind of exploring this week my own journey with human design and my own journey with finding myself, I guess. I don't even know if that's what this is, but just moving into a place of ease rather than a constant struggle. I feel like my life was a constant struggle, and it feels a lot more ease-filled these days. And maybe that's not permanent, but it's enjoyable, and I'll be here while I can. And I've been thinking about, you know, human design has been infiltrating more and more of my sessions lately and informing, not necessarily informing the work I do, because I definitely don't treat it like it's some kind of gospel. It's like it lands for me, and maybe there's some things in there that can help, you know, you understand yourself better so that you're showing up from a place that is more you. You know, it's like a tool for really deconditioning, I guess, finding acceptance for who you are so that you can show up and not be shaming you for who you naturally are and embracing that more. You know, so I find it's a perfect fit for my work because it can help me to see someone and, you know, and bring out those bits of them that are actually magic and they've shut down because of shame. And I found it a really fantastic tool. But one thing I've also wanted to be exploring more is voice. You know, my whole career has been, or not, well, actually, oh, yeah, my whole career has been centered around my voice. So, you know, I have run my voiceover agency for 15 years. I've been working as a voiceover artist. I've been a podcaster for the past 6. I do public speaking. Like, everything I do is centered around voice. And even pre-podcasting, even pre-voiceover sales was still, there was still an element of communication. You know, there was still, you know, I've just always been about the voice. As a kid, I was a double tape deck kid. But that doesn't mean that I've always been comfortable with speaking up. It doesn't mean that I've always been comfortable with the sound of my voice. I feel like I say I've always loved the sound of my own voice, but only parts of it, the parts that I deem acceptable. And this is the same with the human design thing, right? Like, only the parts that we deem acceptable do other people see. And so I feel like this year I've wanted to, you know, I've kind of spent the last couple of years diving into human design and experimenting with myself and bringing it into more of my client work and helping me to inform some of the work. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. Podcasting is a piece of the puzzle because I love working with podcasters. I love, you know, executive producing and helping people with their strategy and all that kind of jazz. I love all that stuff. And I also have this fascination. I've always had this fascination with sound and with voice. And I used to sing, right? And remember, I don't know if you've been listening that long, but back in around episode 150, which was, you know, I don't know, like 3 years ago, I went back to singing lessons because I used to love to sing and I had shut down that part of me due to, you know, shame. A lot of people have a wounded singer and I definitely had a internal wounded singer. And back in episode 150, I recorded the behind the scenes of my first singing lesson and I sang Let It Be. You can go back and have a listen. And, you know, and I've spoken about this a lot over the years. There's this thing where we are showing up from how we think we should be in the world. And I definitely sang from that place, how I think it should be, pretty, you know, well, hit the notes, get it right. And then what happens when we let the, when we connect to something deeper than what we think we need to be showing up as and connect to something more real and authentic, how that changes the way people connect to you. And that vulnerability, you know, not as a performative piece, but it is that, it's that emotion that people connect to. And that's something that I, you know, I definitely have struggled with my voice over the years. And just those, you know, I have worked as a voiceover artist for 15 plus years and I have one sound and it's this sound, right? It's my voice. And it's paid the bills for a very long time, but it's a very limited window into what's possible with my voice. And I want to explore what is possible, whether that's singing or speaking. You know, how can I have more expression? How can I have a fuller voice? And so I've been exploring a bit about anatomy of voice and of the throat, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just fascinated by it. And in my travels, I came across a book that I've just loved and I found the author and we just had a session this morning and I'm going to study with this woman, hopefully over the next couple of months, and really it'll be a group program. I haven't done anything in a group for a long time, so I'm really excited about that. And it's really about exploring the different tones of our voice. What I know from doing the voice, the singing practice that I did a few years ago, was the profound impact that freeing my voice up, accessing parts of my voice that I had deemed, you know, not good enough. I cannot say how profoundly it changed me. It fundamentally changed me and it changed my relationship with my voice. Even though I have had a vocal practice, as in showing up here every week, even if I'm a few hours late like I am today, every week over nearly fucking 6 years, right? Like, it's been a practice that I've been dedicated to, showing up using my voice. And now I want to see what else is possible. And I know from that singing practice how profoundly things can shift when we explore our voice. You know, it changed the way I showed up. It changed the way my relationship with my voice. It changed how I shared, and for the better. And I'm really excited. You know, when I was thinking about all the things that I'd love to do in 2021, and I think I shared them a few episodes ago, like I'd love to do some public speaker training with you. I'd love to do, you know, more workshops and stuff around finding your voice. And I was really after a modality or a theory or a framework that I could bring in to help inform my work the same way human design does, that could have the same kind of profound freedom from yourself, right? And I feel like this is going to be a really fun experience for me, because I'm always going to be someone who does walk the talk. You know, I experimented with human design myself. I have to, as I'm a third line, I have to experience it in order for it to integrate. And I'm really dedicated to that. I will never ask you to go somewhere where I haven't been willing to go myself. And so over the next few months, I'm going to be doing some exploration of my own voice. And I hope to be able to bring you guys some, you know, some, I don't know, some fun workshops, new ways of seeing and hearing yourself. So that's really exciting to me. I guess I just wanted to share that, you know, like, I haven't allowed myself to, I mean, I've been doing my own self-study stuff with human design, but, you know, I haven't learned a new modality or a new framework for a really long time. And I'm excited to see where this leads. So yeah, that's really just an update, I guess, as to where I'm at. One thing I've been thinking about doing, which I might, I don't know, is, running a workshop for 2021. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to do it, but anyway, if you feel like you need direction for this year and you want to take, like, look back at 2020 to see what worked so that we can move forward with something that actually, with a framework and a strategy that actually works for you and who you are and your individuality, rather than this blanket, you know, buy the 90-day planner and force yourself into fucking, you know, like productivity. I want to dump all that shit, because I feel like we all have our own personal strategy. And I see that in human design, we all have our own personal strategy and authority. And so by looking at that, maybe we can bring in some human design. Maybe we have a look back to see the things that have worked. There is a process that I go through, and I do it regularly, a couple of times a year at least, where I have a look at basically have a framework. So if you're interested in maybe joining me for something like that, let me know. I've got a couple of dates in mind. The 21st of January is the one that's kind of sticking. So if you're keen, reach out and I'll see what I can do. I think it would be a couple of hours and about $150. So if it's saying, yes, Carly, please do that, reach out. Anyway, that's it from me, my update of the week. And until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.